Our first reading today has St. Paul arriving in the beautiful city of Ephesus and finding a number of disciples. They're called disciples, but likely indirectly, and through the teaching of John the Baptist. On asking if they'd received the Holy Spirit, they replied that they've never even heard of it, and that they have been baptized with the baptism of John the Baptist. St. Paul told them that St. John's baptism was only a ritual of sorrow for sin. It was a foundation and provisional, stressing man's sinfulness and so creating a sense of need for the gospel. John's baptism looked forward to Jesus, who by his death would make possible the full forgiveness of sins and reconciliation with God. Baptism in the Holy Spirit involved faith in and total commitment to Christ as Lord and Savior. Today, some Christians speak of being born again. They've gone through the ritual of baptism, perhaps as infants, and may have grown up with very little faith in their lives. Then they discover Christ through personal contact with people active in their Catholic faith, and they feel as though that they have been reborn. Their baptism, which has lain dormant for such a long time, begins to exercise its effect. It's an indication of how the sacraments can never really be separated from close contact with or involvement in a faith-filled community. All of us, at whatever stage of commitment we find ourselves, can deepen our unity with Christ and the way of life He invites us to follow. We can renew the pledges that we made or that were made for us when we were baptized. We might even make those pledges consciously for the very first time. This is Deacon Paul Kotlowski from St. Joseph's Parish in Strongsville.